علي حبه جنة وسيم النار والجنة وسي المصطفى حقا إمام الناس والجنة.
The Gate of Knowledge. Exegesis and interpretations of the supremely eloquent sermons, letters, and sayings of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. Dear listeners to IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I welcome you all to this episode of The Gate of Knowledge, where we are discussing the topic of the Charter of Islamic Governance based on the teachings of Imam Ali alayhi salam in Nahjul Balagha. Alhamdulillah, we are able to focus on the 30th sermon of Nahjul Balagha, where Imam Ali alayhi salam discusses about an important event that took place just at the onset of his caliphate, and that was the uprising of the people under the banner of a vengeance towards those who killed Uthman, rather avenging the death of Uthman. And the blame was placed solely on Imam Ali alayhi salam, which, as we said historically, is an unfair, you can say, judgment and an unfair statement to kind of say that Imam Ali alayhi salam was the perpetrator for this whole thing. And if you see in history, I mean, it's clear Imam Ali alayhi salam himself says that I did not order it, and all those discussions that we had previously, though Imam Ali alayhi salam clearly says that there were some huge errors that were happening at the time of Uthman that needed correcting. And since that correction was not happening, a large number of the ashab of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the Muhajirin and the Ansar, were silent when people uprised against Uthman, and even they aimed to murder him. And of course, what happened, and we discussed about the fact that these historical events are some things that Imam Ali alayhi salam is giving for the people to see and kind of observe, the way he's analyzing and the way he's concluding issues, so that people can learn the right way and in the right way how to interpret history.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio, a program that presents a detailed commentary of Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him.
Welcome back, dear listeners, to IRIB English Radio. We are discussing about a very important discussion, and that is that Imam Ali alayhi salam, after the what happened, when Uthman was murdered by a group of people, and the reaction of Imam Ali alayhi salam, and how people tried to put the blame on him, and what response he gave at that time. All of this is kind of a history lesson, a kind of a political, sociological lesson that we need to learn from. Imam Ali alayhi salam at the end says, وَأَنَا جَامِعٌ لَكُمْ أَمْرًا. Of course, after all this has happened, I am the one who is going to conclusively come and, you know, show you the way. I'm going to explain to you what's the reality of the issue and what we need to do. I'm going to conclude this whole event for you all. And that is the skill of a leader, to be able to interpret history, to interpret events in a way that, you know, they can be understood properly and they can be concluded in the right way. Now here comes a discussion here is that why do we need to interpret history in the onset? But why? You see, there are certain things that happen between human beings in the sociological arena, in the societal arena, and these things that happen follow general principles we call divine principles in the society. They are followed. These are divine principles in history that, you know, that recur, that kind of happen, and therefore, you know, sometimes we say history repeats itself. Yeah, it's actually, in a one way, it's a true statement, because there are certain principles that govern these things. But how do you understand these principles is when you treat this event in history like an experiment, like a scientific experiment, and see what are those elements and what are those factors that affect a certain thing to happen. Just like, you know, you keep, you know, hydrogen and oxygen together in a certain chamber, and then you spark, you place a spark, and you see what kind of reaction happens. Maybe water forms or some other elements are formed. All of these is something that we need to observe. When a certain element is added or a certain factor is changed, there is a change, a transformation that occurs.
Stay tuned to the IRIB English Radio.
Now, we need to analyze history in probably the same way, to see what are the factors that lead to a certain change in the society. We notice that suddenly a society begins to grow, it begins to progress. In history, we see that how did this progress happen? How did it happen? How did this progress occur? When we treat it like and observe it that way, we see that there were certain factors that led to that kind of, progress. What were those factors? Maybe it was when people were more planned, when they had more organization, when people were more honest, when people were more, you can say, observant of each other's rights, when they were kind to one another. We see that there was a change. Or, for example, if people were oppressive to one another, they would kill, they would do harm, they would lie, those societies would, for example, dwindle and get destroyed with time. This is something that you need to observe in history and see that. And you need a very powerful personality to come and look at history in that way and learn and teach you that. You need to observe that interpreter, come and interpret and untwine those intertwined factors that led to a certain thing. So you need that person. You know, like in the normal experiments that we have, when you see your teacher doing that experiment, see the dexterity, that intelligence that he shows in his work, the accuracy and the steps that he follows practically, that observance is important. And this is how the people, they need to raise their awareness by looking at their leader. And Imam Ali alayhi salam was doing exactly that. He was showing them how to interpret history, how to look for those factors, how to dissect them, how to separate them. And this is something that is very important. Inshallah, we'll in the next session explain why this is all the more important in today's age and also in every age to understand events in the society. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Rome, on the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio.
قال النبي محمد من كنت مولاه هذا علي سيد فاز من ولاه هو بالكتاب مسدد والنور معنا باب العلوم ومرشد هو آيات الله من ناداه أو لبه حين دعاه نال مناه هو في الشدائد منجد والفضل يمنى هو في المحاسن أحمد والوحي رباه